Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, the Shabbos will be reading the double parsha of Tazria Mitzora. And the parshiot of Tazria Mitzora deal with primarily the spiritual affliction known as tzarat, often translated as leprosy, but it's a disease which is more spiritual in nature, although it has physical manifestations. Now, the parsha of Tazria, our first parsha, focuses on how a person gets tzarat, how it's diagnosed, so on and so forth, while the parsha of Mitzora discusses how a person gets rid of their tzarat, the purification process. How they return back to the camp. The Gemara Masechet Arachin on Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph tells us that this spiritual disease with physical manifestations, known as tzarat, can be caused by many different sins. However, the most popular, I'm guessing, is actually the sin of Lashon Hara, speaking negatively about other people. Now, introducing all of these rules and laws of the tzarat, of the person who's been afflicted, the mitzora, the Torah tells us, Adam, ki yiyeh be'or besaro, that a man, if he were to have in his flesh or in his skin, okay, if he has any of these, versions of tzarat, so he has to bring it to Aaron the Kohen or any of Aaron's sons who are Kohanim. Now, a number of commentators are struck by the choice of the word Adam to introduce this parsha. Adam, as opposed to, let's say, Ish or Gever or Enosh, any of the different words that we have to refer to a person. Why is it that we specifically choose the word Adam? And in specific, the reason why it is so surprising is because based off of the Zohar, this is noted by the Nitziv in HaMikdavar, the Zohar suggests that Adam, that term, refers to mankind at his highest level. The highest level a person can reach in this world, they are referred to as Adam, as opposed to one of those other words, Ish, Gever, Enosh, so on and so forth, right? So why is it specifically here, as we introduce the parsha of tzarat, the person who's been afflicted with tzarat, a person who's engaged in some sort of sin, right? Why is it that we specifically start with Adam? Adam, man at his highest level, it seems particularly strange to use a term of distinction when referring to a person being punished for a pretty serious sin, at the very least, the sin of Lashon Hara. Now, Rav Nissen Alpert, who is one of the closest students, the Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, he writes something unbelievable. He asks this very same question, why is it that we start this parsha with Adam? He says the following, V'hanir'e b'zeh, shegadlut ha'adam eino nibdad b'zeh, im yesh lo nigaim o ein lo nigaim. When we talk about measuring the greatness of a human being, it isn't measured by whether or not he has been afflicted with tzara, whether he has blemishes or not. Oim lo made musar, oim no lo made musar, whether he learns, books of self-improvement or not. Ella, how instead do we determine the greatness of a person? How do we measure how great a person truly is? What makes a person great is if they take the necessary steps, if they engage in the exercises of purifying themselves, of correcting their mistakes, of fixing their blemishes. That's what truly makes a person great. And there are times, you could have a person who, let's say, learns a lot of Torah, but they're not necessarily looking to improve their character. So you may say to yourself, but yeah, they learn a lot of Torah, they must be great. So we say, no. Their wisdom outweighs their deeds. And that wisdom, as great as it is, and all the Torah study that they do, as tremendous as it might be, ultimately, it's not going to last. Says Rav Nissen Alper, we often make the mistake of thinking that a person who is great is a person who has accomplished X, Y, or Z. He engages in this amount of mitzvah performance. He engages in this much Torah study. He davens with this much kavanah. He does this many acts of chesed. That's what makes a person great, argues Rav Nissen Alpert, not necessarily. And you might say that a person is pretty crummy, a person's a lowlife, a person's an oisvarf, if they're engaged in all types of sins, says Rav Nissen Alpert. No, again, you're wrong. What makes a person truly great, or perhaps not great, is dependent on how much they are trying to improve from where they are. If they're trying to correct their mistakes, then they are great. If they're not interested in correcting their mistakes, it doesn't make difference how many mitzvot they are not great. Greatness is not defined by who you are and what you've done for the good or for the bad. Rather, it's defined by your effort to improve yourself. Greatness is the steps that you take to purify yourself, to make yourself better than you were an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago, a year ago, so on and so forth. So we asked ourselves the question, why would this parsha, dealing with the person who's at least spoken Lashon Hara, if not the other sins mentioned by that Gemara, Masechet Arachin on Daf Tetzayim Amud Aleph, why would we start that with Adam, man at his pinnacle, who, it might be afflicted with tzarat? Why is it that this is an appropriate term to use? Specifically because this person is taking the steps to correct his mistakes. He's taking the steps to purify himself. He understands that he's fallen short. He understands that he's done something which he should not have done, but he is going to Aaron HaKohen. He's going to one of Aaron's sons in order order to purify himself. And in fact, Rav Nissen Alper points to the end of the pasuk, which says, "Vehuva," that he will be brought. What does that mean, that he will be brought? It sounds like it's almost going against his will. So he says, "Shemechapes refuel negaav." This person, he's great because he's trying to find, some sort of spiritual healing for his mistakes. "Vekofet et atzmo lavol kohen," and he's forcing himself to go to the kohen. "Mishetafkido lerapot bnei Yisrael midvarim hamizamim et rucho v'nishmato mitamim l'to." That their role is specifically to serve as sort of spiritual counselors, right? They're supposed to motivate people in a spiritual manner to correct themselves. "Lerofei ruchani," they're spiritual doctors. And what does he do? He goes to this person. You know he doesn't want to do it. You know he's going to be embarrassed. "Umigalet nega'av." And he has to reveal the mistakes that he's made. He has to show him, look at these blemishes that I have. "Zehu adam chashuv," says Rav Nissen Alper. That's an important person. That's an adam. That's a man at his pinnacle. That's a person who's trying as best he can to correct his mistakes. "V'imid chila kashelo labo." And yes, even though in the beginning it's difficult for him to go, "Ubab al karcho," and it's vihuva, he's being brought almost against his will. "V'huva yidei achirim aval vasof yavo me'atzmo." But ultimately he's going to go by himself. Again, just highlighting this idea that as difficult as it might be to engage in this process of purifying himself, especially when it involves talking to other people about those mistakes, about where you've fallen short, revealing all these embarrassing things, says Rav Nissen Alper, that makes a person truly great. It's therein where we see that person's greatness, that willingness to do whatever is necessary, even if it's embarrassing, to grow and to be better in the future. That is the sign of Adam, man at his pinnacle. We often make this mistake and we think to ourselves that I am great because I have done X, Y, and Z, or I am doing X, Y, or Z, or I have plans to do X, Y, and Z, right? And I'm great because I refrain from engaging in A, B, and C, right? That's what greatness truly is. But says Rav Nissen Alper, no, we learn from the parsha of Tzara'at. We learn from the parsha of the Mitzvah that what truly makes a person greatness is not what they did or what they're doing, whether it's good or whether it's bad. What makes a person great is their ability to look in the mirror and to recognize that they're not perfect, that they've fallen short, that they've made mistakes, that they are impure. And they decide, no matter how painful it might be, no matter how embarrassing the process is, that they are going to correct it, that they are going to be better. That is the true hallmark of greatness. A lot of people would rather be in denial, or they're not willing to do what's necessary to improve. But the goal is to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I still have a ways to go. These are the areas where I can improve. This is where I've fallen short. Even though it's embarrassing, I'm going to go and go into the process. I'm going to go to the people who will help me correct these mistakes. That is Adam at his highest level. And that's why this parsha begins right there. If you look at what this person did that got him to this point, you might say he's not great. But if you look at him right now, and his trajectory is to improve, his trajectory is to purify himself, then that truly is a fitting title. The person is Adam. Let's make sure that we have that attitude as well. Never, ever, ever rest on your laurels. Never, ever, ever say, oh, I can't be great because of all the terrible things that I've done. What truly will make you great is your desire to be better, your desire to improve, your desire to correct any mistakes that you have. And hopefully, 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 we can all have that proper attitude and truly, truly be deserving of the title of Adam. Shabbat Shalom.